Jim Rutledge.
For me, Jordan Love can start shutting people up by just winning the damn division one time.
Molly Brown.
You should be going further than getting a 7 seed and not winning a playoff game. That is a fact. You should be getting further with this team that you have.
Welcome to Wisconsin's Afternoon Hangout.
Do you think the Packers would win 5?
Yes, that's what I said.
Neutral
I said
field?
It 3 times. 5
okay,
and 5.
Why?
This is Molly and Jim, presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
It's good to hear you're still a positive person after working with Jim for as long as you have.
Alongside Molly Brown, here's Jim Rutledge.
Welcome into Molly and Jim, presented by Coors Light, where the mountains are always blue and sometimes we are chill. Molly,
yes.
I love when my meat is smoky and hot. I don't love when I am smoky and hot.
Yeah, I feel
and
like
I don't
I
mean
smell.
I look good. I mean it's hot outside.
Yeah, you're not smoking hot. You're
no.
smoky and hot.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel dirty today, and I don't mean
you look a little dirty too. Like
I know it's
little,
probably little, because of the ashy today.
Yeah, literally, you got ashes on.
Yeah, my skin probably has ashes on it. My car does. Like, I'm gonna need to hydrate or add carbon so bad after this wildfire stuff is gone. But yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it is gross. It is a thirsty Thursday, though, Molly, and
thank
we
God.
Have our fantastic gear on from our good friends at the Dancing Goat Distillery out in Cambridge. I was actually at Chalmers Jewelers today talking to Garrett and Devin, and I was telling them about the facility out there, and I said, you guys should go with your significant others, check out the Gin Academy. I want to go out there with my radio host, Molly Brown, my radio co-host, and we're going to make a gin, Molly and Gin. That'll be fun to do a Gin Academy out there. We also, there's bourbon tastings and tours and all of that. So that's all happening at Dancing Goat Distillery in Cambridge over the summer. They will have live shows as well. They were going to have one today, but smartly, they have moved it to next week. So I'll give you the details on that throughout the show. But you can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream and stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. So today, I don't know what's the worst part about this smoky hot day.
That is the worst part, because I will probably do that 50,000 times during today's show, because I can't help it. And like, I don't have breathing problems. I'm not a sensitive person to air. That's another story for therapy. I am
once a week, Molly. Yeah, what we signed up for
exactly. I don't have asthma. I don't have any of that kind of stuff. But like, literally, the second I stepped out of my door this morning, I was like, "Oh man!" Like, I can feel like a burning sensation like in my chest and throat. Yep. And yep. like, I've been driving around to like various different things throughout the area today, and even like in my car, I'm like, like I'm clearing my throat. I'm like, "What is wrong with me? What is going on?"
844-770-3776. That's Carbon Talk text line. This is more. What does the air taste like? Because that's what I don't like, is that the air has a taste. I can like feel it on my tongue. That's what made me think about North and South Stephen Smokehouse. I love, you know, obviously the brisket and all the things they smoke over there. Low and Slow is how they talk about it at North and South Stephen Smokehouse. But it feels like I'm in the smoker with the meat.
Yeah.
And I don't like that taste on my tongue. So for me, the outside, the air, tastes like an ashtray.
I mean, I don't know what it, do you know what an ashtray
no,
tastes
but if
like?
I
you
licked
can
an
imagine.
If I licked an ashtray, I feel like that's how my tongue would feel right now.
You could lick the side of my Kia K4 from Metro Kia because it is caked in ashes.
Actually, you should lick my truck because people lick me.
I will not be licking your truck. That's disgusting. But like, legit, there's ashes all over my car. Like, yeah. I came out to my car this morning and I like put a line with through my like the caked on dirt, caked on dust. It was disgusting. I even thought about getting a car wash too today. And then I was like, why would I do that? The air is just gonna keep on raining ashes.
Yeah, it tastes like a cigarette. Like
yes,
when
yeah.
you're smoking a cigarette. That
have you smoked a cigarette, Riley?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh.
Or
that's
a cigar.
Actually very, honestly, very surprising.
I know. Molly's not, she's a little disappointed too.
I'm more of a cigar guy.
Okay.
Anyways.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
You seem too young for a cigar. Like,
with his euchre shirt on too, I could totally see Riley just like playing poker with his buddies
with
a cigar.
Yeah,
so
I've done
for
it.
Sure.
It's great.
Give us, I need Let's go first with the cigarette. What are the circumstances that gets Riley Yauch to fire up a cigarette?
All right, two things. You need two things. Two requirements need to be satisfied. One, it's got to be a guy's trip. Two, there has to be alcohol involved.
Okay.
Then, potentially, after some alcohol, we could end up with a cigarette. Cigars, that's
a
different story.
Before we get to the cigar part, and I don't mean to be like rude about this, but like, do your parents know? Does your girlfriend know?
Yes.
Okay.
I've told both. Okay. Yeah. My girlfriend hates that I have smoked a cigarette or cigar, anything.
So the cigarette part,
you're gonna have a hairy tongue. Right? Remember that? Yeah. Like when they used to tell you that in like Dare.
But like a cigarette amongst friends on a guy's trip, really no harm, no foul. Especially,
I think
like,
I've had maybe three or four total in my lifetime.
So I once, and you know what? 844-770-3776. Carbon Talk Text Line list is more because this is, I think, a little bit more antiquated because I'm old enough where like you could smoke inside. Honestly, that's the best way to describe the weather is
smoking this, inside.
This is what it was like. If you ever wondered what it was like to be inside a restaurant when smoking was allowed, this was it. And the my favorite part was there was a smoking and non-smoking section in a restaurant, and it all just looked like this. It was just part where people were actively smoking.
Yeah.
And then people where people were not actively smoking.
Yeah.
But as you can tell, it's smoky everywhere. So also in that era, I had a girlfriend in Florida who she smoked, I wouldn't say regularly, but she smoked when she worked. She'd take her smoke breaks. We worked at a restaurant, common thing.
It reminds me of the movie Waiting.
Look, that waiting is calm compared to a lot of restaurants. So she would take her smoke breaks. I would take once in a while with her when I was, you know, trying to get her attention. So I'd go out there and cough my way through a cigarette. And then also every once in a while, and this is Florida Jim with the long hair and beard. Yeah, out and about, maybe around, because bars are open to like 5 a.m. down in Florida.
Okay.
So right around like 11 or midnight, I might have a dart or two. Like, and because here was the thing, we're going to be making out, we're going to be, you know, together later. It's better to have my own cigarette taste in my mouth and not just hers.
Ew, that's so gross.
Yeah, honestly, kissing someone who smokes cigarettes is the least appealing thing I could ever imagine at this point.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Not ideal.
I have not smoked a cigarette since I was young. Young.
I was like, you're young now.
No, we're talking young. Allegedly. Mama and Jeff in McFarland says, I used to smoke cigs, quit 20 years ago, but I'd much rather smoke a cigarette than breathe this air that is outside today. I don't know how to explain the taste on my tongue after delivering mail in it other than to say it's gross. Yep. I do feel terrible for the people that are like working outside today. Like I was right over by the Capitol and I saw that they had like people working on like construction, doing the roads and everything. And I was like, that should be illegal. Like it should be illegal to get your mail delivered on days like today.
Right. Also like with the construction, it's dusty anyways. So like,
yeah,
the smartest people, and I got out of my car today, I'm like, I'm an idiot. There was like three people in the parking garage that had masks
I've seen
wear.
So many people wearing masks.
I was like, God, that'd be just to like wear in, just to get inside.
Yeah.
That way I probably wouldn't taste like I licked the floor of a sawmill. Like, yeah. Like that's kind of.
You'd think construction workers, at least today, would put on like those big, the beak masks, the N95s or whatever. But even you guys should come into the production room during a break because it is smokier in here than it is in the rest of the office.
Really?
And I don't know if it's
an
air ventilation thing.
Back there?
I'm smoking darts.
Well,
every
Ryan
break.
Was in there before him too, so who knows what Ryan was up to.
We're all just smokers.
That's interesting though, because the entire office, like as soon as I stepped in today too, I was just like, it smells like
burning. You
can't
escape it. Yeah, I had a meeting this morning, and early in the morning, I was like, I need to like, where can I go to catch my breath? Because like I just got this like stank sitting on my lungs. Adam in Mount Horeb says, it smells like, or the air tastes like the smoker section of Denny's. God, smoking sections in restaurants. The only thing dumber than the idea that smoking sections could exist in a restaurant was smoking sections in an airplane.
Yeah, that's insane to me.
I mean,
was it sections on airplanes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
As if the like smoke doesn't permeate the rest
Again,
of the
Again, it was more of like, where are you actively smoking and not actively smoking?
Gross.
Like, just imagine, it's just like a tube of smoke that you're just flying through the air in. I bet you that those airplanes probably had smoke coming out the windows. Like, just stuff, like, out the pores of the airplane.
Yeah, because it's either bleeding into the rest of the cabin or you're in a tiny little area and it's just you inhaling copious amounts of smoke.
Zach and Maisel says, reminds me of kissing my grandma. Did you kiss your grandma on the lips is my main question.
I hope so.
Are you serious?
Did she have dentures? Carlito?
Carlito chimes in with scorched earth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it too. But I am curious if you could chime in. Who was that? Zach? Did you kiss your grandma on the lips?
Didn't think we'd be asking that question today. Wendy on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. You can always stream us over there. He says, is your name Canada because you look smoking today? meanwhile, Bernd Brott says, today should remind Wendy of Hammond on a typical day.
I don't know much about Hammond, Indiana, but I feel like that's what
it seems accurate.
Yeah, it seems accurate from what I've heard.
Honestly, anywhere in Indiana.
Right.
Accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like Indiana outside.
Also, Mailman Jeff and McFarland and Carlito are sending us photos, and I'm so curious what they are, but I cannot see them on my computer.
I cannot either. I wonder if you click them if they show up.
Sometimes I do get scared to see the photos because I'm like, is it going to be? What is it going to be?
I would imagine not that.
Okay.
Otherwise, just a point of clarification, you will be banned from the talking text.
Maybe.
Depends if it's a cigarette or a cigar. Riley, your cigar story. So what's the layout for you to
smoke? So for cigars, you just need one of the requirements, and that's just if you're with the fellas. We'll bust out cigars from time to time. Playing cards definitely helps. The cigars help the ambiance if you're playing cards. Late at night, usually, as well. Alcohol, preferred, but not required, cigarettes.
It's Thirsty Thursday. I'm just going to give you a tip there that, like, some Dancing Goat bourbon and a cigar. You know what? There's a cigar bar that they should be working with us, but they don't, so I won't say their name. But it's a great place to go. I love to go there with my friend Jeff from J&K Security Solutions, and a little bit of bourbon, a little Dancing Goat, and a cigar. I watched the Badger game there once because it was, like, really cold. So at halftime, we left
football,
and went over
basketball?
There. Football.
What? Okay.
It was, like, a night game. It was cold. We left, went over there, watched second half. I mean, my wife made me sleep in the basement, but, like, it still was a good time. So that was the other question I had for you, Riley, like, have you smoked a cigar and then seen your significant other?
No, not yet.
It's not going to go
well.
We'll
see
for
how
you,
that goes. No,
it's not a good smell.
Molly, do you like people who smoke cigars? Do you like smoking cigars? Because this seems to be every...
Would you smoke a cigar?
I have never smoked a cigar. The only time that I've been to that place that you're talking about or a place like that, I was pregnant with my first son. I know that makes me sound like a terrible mom. I know it makes me sound horrible, okay? But here's the thing. Okay, it was like right when the place like first opened like for the day or something. So like there was no like smoke in there. We went there for like a team thing. And I was like, well, I can't say like no. And so then I sat away from like anybody that was smoking cigars. Mm-hmm. So like there was no like smoke around me. So I felt perfectly fine. Probably safer to sit in there than it would be today to like walk around. So that was the only time. I have never smoked a cigar. Never done it. I am too scared to like die on it. Like, I mean, literally like, like I'm just like, I smoke it wrong. You know what I mean?
I think
so. I don't know how to smoke a cigar, but so I've never done it. My husband, since I've known him, he hasn't, or at least I haven't like caught him smoking cigars before. And I feel
that's
like I would have like caught him. Well, don't you feel like you're caught if your wife makes you sleep on the couch because you smell so bad?
But that's not a secret. Like, I can't sneak through. Yes. Yeah. That's just more of like, that's just the cost of doing business. So
I just ask because it seems like it's a very gender split thing. Every woman I've talked to, from my mom, my girlfriend, all of my female friends I've had throughout my life.
I'm glad you added more because it's like my mom and my girlfriend.
I've talked to a lot of women about this and all of them are like, no, I hate it. I hate cigars. It's so stupid.
See, I don't mind it because, like, I mean, this isn't the only reason and like time that I've been around it, but like, when I worked at like a private golf course, obviously that was the thing where people would have like their own little cigar boxes and like every wealthy man on the course would smoke a cigar.
Yep.
So like they would come in and like there was times where I'm like, all right, that stinks. But like otherwise, most of the time it kind of has like a sweet smell to me. So like I don't mind the smell.
A bad cigar stinks, a good cigar does not.
Yeah.
So if I got a cigars and at the ESPN Madison Open, would you smoke one? I'm not going to be offended if you don't finish it.
Okay, well, yeah, definitely wouldn't finish it. That's for sure. I would maybe try it just to see what it like taste like and just see what it's like. But like beyond that, I'm good.
Right,
I don't need black lungs. Today makes me feel like I have black lungs. I'm good.
You don't even inhale a cigar.
I don't know. See, that's the problem. Yes. Is I'd be like, like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, you don't breathe it in and hold it. That's something different. Yes.
Well, there you go. TJ from the Road says, growing up in the 70s, both my parents were two packs a day smokers. Needless to say, none of the five kids smoked. And then Carlito the Badger Bear says, I have a smoker's breath story. Is he on the line?
All right, let's get to, before we get to Carlito here in a second, and I don't know how old Carlito is, but it is funny once in a while I watch stuff from like the 80s and even a little bit the 90s, and I'm like, everything had to just stink. Like you watch
for
stuff,
sure.
people just smoked indoors, like in their homes.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? Like, they had to have, like, PSAs of, like, don't smoke a cigarette in bed when you're trying to fall asleep.
Oh, you're going to burn your house down?
Right. People
like,
would do that.
Christmas.
Yeah, I knew someone that their mom would smoke cigarettes and then, like, the ashtray was on their chest.
Oh, God, that's sick.
Right.
That is so sick.
That's when you know it's, like, a full-on addiction.
Yeah.
but my high school, there was, like, a smoking section out, like, right outside of school grounds. Because I don't know if it's 16 or 18. Maybe it was seniors were out there. But, like, you could, like, smoke. Like, I'd ride in on the bus.
Yeah.
And, like, little 14-year-old Jimmy Rutledge seeing the 18-year-olds.
Jimmy.
Smoking cigarettes with their leather jackets on the corner in Cedarburg. So, let's get to Carlito the Badge Bear. He's got a smoker's breath story.
Carlito?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Carlito.
I'm here.
All right. What's your story?
Molly, Jim. How are you guys? I still don't have my teeth. Ha ha.
Your teeth? Do you actually not have them?
So funny. I still don't have my teeth, but, you know, it's in the works. I got some dental insurance. We're working on it.
Okay. So now's the time to have a cigar.
It's never a good time to have a cigar.
Okay.
By the way, I'll preface this story by saying I find cigarettes, tobacco, and smoke in general, like the smoke I'm inhaling all day today, disgusting. It's vile.
Okay.
But there was a time when I was a 12-year-old boy, a little lad making out with a 15-year-old chick in the back of the projects.
Okay.
And back then, the drinking age was 18 in Wisconsin.
Continue on to Pennsylvania Avenue.
And my older lover would get into bars.
Okay.
And this 15-year-old was literally like a woman to me. I was 12. Maybe I was 11.
Okay.
But she was quite amorous, and she would come home from the bar with alcohol and onion burger and cigarette smoke on her mouth.
Which is the worst.
And we would put on an LP, as we used to call it, a 12-inch record, Pieces of Eight by Styx, and we would make out. And we would make out so violently, I had no idea what was going on. I was just a kid. To this day, how odd and strange it is that I find onion, alcohol, and cigarette breath combo very sexy.
All right.
I think your teeth might be in her throat.
Violently. That's what happened to his original teeth.
Are you serious?
Thank you. Thank you, Carlito. I think that's what happened to his every word, Molly. I was like, oh my God, what's he going to say next? What's he going to say next? Molly, if you do and you do smoke a cigar, make sure you hit up Carbon World Health.
Oh, yes, because then they can suck everything out of my face. Like, literally, when I get a hydrofacial done, they suck all of the gunk out of my skin and then just replace it with, like, freshness.
So they suck that? They don't blast? I figured, like, a facial was, like...
You think they use, like, a sandblaster on my face? What do you think?
Yeah, like a power washer.
No, it's literally, like, a little sucker. It looks like the tip, almost like a pen, I guess, basically.
Okay.
And they take a pen and then they just like dab all over your skin,
What did you think that would be, Riley?
A hydrofacial?
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
A hydrofacial, they put like lotion on your face.
Put the lotion on the skin?
Yeah. I thought there was like a power, like how you clean your siding.
Like, yeah, I could see that. Yeah, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no. Really blast high the layers pressure. Off.
So then they drown me? No, I do not drown at Carbon World.
Don't waterboard you.
No, okay. I do not have that.
Now that you say it out loud, it makes sense.
Yes, they just suck everything out of my face, and then they replace it with vitamins and just all the amazing different things that they put in there to make me look dewy, fresh, and just youthful. So if you want to get a hydrofacial done, you should head over to Carbon World Health.
Texting in 844-770-3776. That's the Carbon Talk text line. List is more. You can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. It is a Thirsty Thursday. Smile and I are wearing our awesome Dancing Goat hats. We have some really cool Dancing Goat sweatshirts, but we might burst into flames if we wore those. So,
well, I am wearing a sweatshirt today.
You
but
are.
This is because, so every Thursday I bring like a change of clothes now because I'm like, well, I need to have like something that matches the Dancing Goat hat. I'm not a dude, and I can't just wear a polo to be able to match any kind of look. So the last two times I've brought in a black sweatshirt, so because that matches the Dancing Goat black and white. So I'm bursting into flames right now. So
yeah,
bad
I bet
choice.
You are a little bit warm. And you can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. But I did see that Mike from Merrill chimes in. The limousine 9-year-old rye mash from Dancing Goat is phenomenal. And Molly, cigarettes aren't bong hits.
Cigars
are not bong hits.
Good to know. See, I have no idea because I've never smoked a cigar in my life. So couldn't tell
you. So you can chime in 844-770-3776. That's Carbon Stock text line. List is more. You can tell us what the air tastes like to you, because to me it tastes like I licked the floor of a sawmill or had an ashtray emptied into my tongue.
I just keep like trying to hawk up a loogie. I know it's disgusting. I keep trying to like hawk up a loogie, but there's no loogie to be hawked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
You're like you're dry heaving out of your lungs there.
Basically.
Yeah. It's not pleasant. And honestly, the vibe that I picked up is basically Madison, Wisconsin is a restaurant from the late 80s that had a smoking section. That's the air quality right now.
Yeah, it's bad. I just hope it like rains or something to like make this go away.
I think it might rain tomorrow. So, but if you want to chime in any more comps or share more stories about the insane era of when you could smoke inside, because basically back then in the 80s, all air quality inside was what it is like outside.
When did that change?
In Madison, it was really late as far as not being able to smoke in restaurants, because it happened like, I want to say like right before I got back up here. So like 2007 or something.
Interesting.
And then like that's some restaurants.
Like 19 years ago.
Because there was certain places, I won't name them, but you could like some places just kind of phased it out, but a lot of bars left it. And there was one bar I was informed, hey, wear clothes you don't like because you can still smoke. Because in Florida, you couldn't anymore for a long time. When I was down in Florida, not one time could you smoke inside a restaurant, which is wild that Florida was in front of Wisconsin or something like that.
Yeah.
But then some places built like smoking corridors, like some outdoor smoking spaces. Weird.
No, that's insane.
Smoking was officially banned in all restaurants and taverns across Wisconsin on July 5th, 2010.
2010?
Yeah,
that's only 16 years ago.
Not long ago.
Holy crap. That's insane.
I will say, I went to Wyoming last year. You can still smoke in some bars in Wyoming.
That's wild.
Ashtrays all over the place. You walk in, it feels like it is today.
But there's also, what, like 100 people that live in Wyoming?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Like, except for the people that travel like Jackson Hole.
I think I saw something. Basically, you could take the West Coast from like South Dakota all the way to like where Arizona, California, and Washington start. And that's the entire population of like New York City.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like nobody lives out there.
That's insane.
So if you want to get away, I mean, it seems nice. Here we go. A 918 chimes in. Moved here from Norman, Oklahoma in 2017. Buffalo Wild Wings still had a strong smoking section when I left.
That's crazy.
I like the Oklahoma fans there too. Yeah, I have not visited Oklahoma in their smoking era.
No.
No. Zach and Madison says the air smells like when you microwave a potato chip bag to shrink it. That is a bad smell.
I have not done that.
Can't say
I've
ever done that ever, actually.
I have not, but I know I accidentally put like
tin foil or something.
Yeah, like it goes to York peppermint patty to like warm it.
That was,
what?
That
is why would you warm a York peppermint patty?
I want a warm
maybe
patty.
I just put it, or maybe I wanted to know if the wrap. I just remember putting a York peppermint patty in a microwave and starting it, and then seeing all
the sparks and
yeah,
stuff,
and then thinking that I was gonna die.
Like, you know what's so funny? Because it's like if my kids ever did that now, I'd be so pissed. Like if they try to do anything to make like sparks in the microwave, I'm losing my mind.
Eric and Madison chimes in. The teacher's lounge at a high school in the 70s and early 80s.
This is what it smells like.
But yeah.
That's so funny.
Gosh, that had to be something else too. I mean, credit to him. I wish there was a way teachers could still kind of get that release while teaching. Because
you know what? I just toured like a school in the Middleton area here. And
they have a smoking section?
No, they do not have a smoking section.
That'd be
in
awesome.
In their like brand new teacher's lounge, they have massage chairs for the teachers to be able to like lay down, yeah, like get a massage, plug in your phone, just be able to like chill. So that's like the modern day version of a cigarette.
Is it wrong that if I say if you're above 18, you haven't smoked a cigarette or cigar? Like today's the day to do it because no harm, no foul. You're already.
No, that is wrong because cigarettes are disgusting.
Well, yeah. So I guess I won't
the
say
The air
that.
Is also disgusting today.
Yeah. So the air is also disgusting,
no
which is why
no
we're
foul.
All inside.
Yeah,
today
no harm,
is
foul.
The day.
Yeah. No, because
you're already
if you're,
doing it.
No, because if you're going to be outside smoking a cigarette, now you're just getting like double the cigarette. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a protective coat.
Yeah. Also, I thought about this today, you guys, and don't answer if you don't feel comfortable. But you know how there's like explosive diarrhea going around?
Yeah, my roommate had that, actually.
Okay, elaborate.
How was that for you?
Bad, because we share a bathroom.
Oh, just one?
Yeah.
Oh, my
that
God.
Sucks.
Yeah, we have it's three of us, and my other roommate.
Three people? Three men share a
men
bathroom?
No, all three had it.
No, one has his own. He pays a little extra for the room with his own bathroom.
Did he charge you to use his own bathroom? Like, I would have.
No, I just went in there from time to time during this stint. It was bad. It was really bad for him. I felt terrible. He had to get a lot of over-the-counter cream. Let's just say that. It's not good. Did not end up well for him.
Okay, well, here's my question.
He's feeling better now.
Would you rather, and I guess this is great for you, Riley, because you've experienced it, well, not firsthand, but secondhand.
Secondhand.
Would you rather have, like, explosive diarrhea for, like, 3 days because of this parasite that's on our fruit, or be, like, out, like, have this that you have to live through for the next, like, 3 days?
This. Three days.
Really?
All day.
When he said the cream, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh, interesting, because I would totally be, like, I'd rather have explosive diarrhea. Because at least I get something positive out of it. I get to, like, lose a couple pounds.
Aren't you gonna
or, like, this.
Gain
this
that
just,
back?
Like, maybe. Maybe I'll get back on my fitness routine or something.
Mostly water weight?
But, like, this. Yeah. Like, this is destroying your lungs for, like, a while.
But it can't be healthy to have whatever the virus is that tears apart your insides.
Yeah, a parasite inside of you? No thanks.
I don't know.
That's a living organism.
I went on a walk this morning before the air quality got really, really bad.
Okay.
Give me this for 3 days.
See, I woke
no
up early and because I forgot that there was like this happening. And then I get up and I'm like, wait, I can't go for a walk this morning. I'm like, no, I'm like, that'd be dumb if I walked out. And especially because like by where I live, like about like 45 minutes north of Madison, mm-hmm. it was like really bad. And it's still worse there than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm not going for a walk. So that's crazy. But oh, that's wild. I'm surprised you guys both chose smoke over. Wait, a question. Did your friend get tested by like the doctor?
No, he didn't get tested.
I think he was confirmed on his own. Then, yeah.
This it lasted long enough, suspiciously, that once this started becoming mainstream and popping up, he was like, oh, that's definitely what I had.
Was he, like, throwing up and stuff, too, or no?
He felt the first, like, three or so days. I think he threw up at least once, but he felt awful. He had a fever. It was bad. Mm-hmm. And then it was just the diarrhea for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
It was a long time.
Oh, my God.
It was a long time.
I thought it was like 2 days and you're good.
There's a reason he needed the cream.
Give me the smoke.
Again, this is a parasite. There's not like a set time frame on it.
That's crazy.
And
give me the smoke for like a week. I'm good.
Did you guys ever watch Beavis and Butthead?
No.
So there was one of their friends. Her name was Daria. And they would call her diarrhea, and they would go, diarrhea, cha-cha-cha. So anytime anyone says diarrhea, in my head, my brain goes, cha-cha-cha.
Wasn't that the diarrhea song for, like, kids? Diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. If you're slide in the first and...
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, we only do the whole one, but yes. My kids enjoy it.
2 weeks of that, I'm out. Man.
Yeah,
I thought I was, like,
off.
All in.
Did he work?
I think he... took off one or two days throughout
That's
that.
So
but
embarrassing.
I know it sucked.
No, like what do you tell your boss? Like, I'm sorry, I have explosive diarrhea and I can't come to work. Like, literally, what do you do?
I'm leaking. I can't be at work.
I'm wearing a diaper and I have cream on.
I'm 9 months or 90 years old. One of those two. It's basically the same.
God, that's sick.
It is sick.
I feel bad for your friend.
We're going to get Molly's blind reaction to something that Giannis Antetokounmpo said today. Tell you what, I bet you that bar you're talking about out west, Riley was playing this song when you're smoking cigs.
That's for sure.
Howling at the moon, I'm not.
Winston Selects or something. I don't know. Sounds like a cigarette.
No idea.
Marlboro and the Camel.
Yeah, Marlboro's. I think my grandpa was a Winston Light guy.
Okay. You know what's insane? And you guys probably know this, but I studied it in marketing class too because it's so out of pocket. They had like a Camel, like Joe Camel for Camel Lights, and he was like basically designed to appeal to children. Like he was like playing pool and like it was like stuffed animals and
Joe Camel.
Yeah, smoking ads and cigarette companies were like, you think the NCAA was out of pocket with like how draconian they were, like not letting players get paid, like and being greedy. Cigarette companies just did not care. We're like,
his face does not look like it's appealing to children. I get what you're saying. It's a cartoon character, but his face looks like something.
What?
I Google it.
All right. I don't know where your head's at, but I want you get yourself in the headspace here. So clear your mind of Joe Camel's face.
There's a picture that says Joe Chemo.
What?
Cancer. Cigarettes cause cancer.
And you can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Are we doing a video or just audio here, Riley?
Just audio.
Just audio. So, Molly, I want you to blind react to this audio.
Okay.
The reason that I really changed my number is because I feel like, 34 holds so much weight and has so much history. And out of the, respect to, the organization that drafted me and I played for 13 years, I decided to leave that number there and try to start a new chapter.
Yeah, that's annoying. Like, okay, yeah, Milwaukee needs you. We get it. Like, you left your mark on Milwaukee. Okay, what is the number 34? Like, that means nothing. The thing, like, what number was he drafted overall? 14, 15, 16, something like that, right? Like, if that was his number, one of those, whatever he was picked at, I feel like it'd mean more, but it's like the number 34 means, like, that was Ray Allen's number before, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I did cut out the part where he explained why he chose the number 34. His mother was born in 1963. His father was born in 1964. So he combined, took the 3 and the 4 to get 34. And now he's 7 because 3 plus 4
is 7. Yeah, I get the 3 plus 4. Okay, so if, like, you did it after your parents, like, wouldn't you want to keep it with you? I don't know. It just seems kind of like annoying where it's like, I did that for you, Milwaukee. Right. You left a place in my heart. But I'm just like a scorned ex right now.
Well, Michael Jordan wore 23 with the Wizards.
Yeah.
And there's not a more iconic number.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Just go ask the Heat who have number 23 retired because of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Which is still weird that you have someone else's.
Honestly, the number should just be retired in basketball, though.
Like,
that's one of those
numbers. Yeah, it could be. But then I know LeBron changed numbers at one point in his career, but he didn't change numbers to like leave it behind. And he played in Miami and Los Angeles and Cleveland, I think, the second time, all with the same number.
Didn't he change his number to let somebody else be his number or something like that? Maybe that was his most recent one in L.A.
And I believe Kobe changed his number as well. But again, it wasn't as an homage, he was a Laker for life. He just changed his number. So great players greater than Giannis, Shaq, kept the same number, have kept their numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Shaq, ironically, 34.
Well, me, yeah, okay, so, yeah, I was curious about that, too, because I couldn't remember what number he was. Was he 34 with the Heat, too?
Shaq?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Interesting.
I don't think he ever changed it. And so,
it's kind of crazy that number's not retired for the Heat.
Right?
I mean, he only played there for years. I get it, but, like, still, it's Shaq.
Shaq was 32 on the Heat.
Okay. Okay. All right. Was he 32 with the Lakers? Maybe he's 32 is his number. I don't even know. I know it's 30-something. Huh. But okay. He kept the same number.
I also hate the number 7 for Giannis.
Like, no, he was 34 with the Lakers.
Okay. All right.
I hate the number 7 for Giannis. I understand the 3 plus right, 4, whatever.
Aesthetically, no.
No, it doesn't look good at all.
And to your other point, Ray Allen's going to be an NBA Hall of Famer and a Bucks Hall of Famer, and he also had the number.
So if the number, so if the number 34 gets retired for the Milwaukee Bucks, because it's not retired, obviously, since Giannis had that number, like, is that Giannis's number retired, or is it going
to
be?
You have to acknowledge Ray Allen wore it.
I would think so, too, but that just seems weird.
It does seem weird. And Giannis had a better career with the Bucks. He got the title, but you cannot ignore Ray Allen wearing that for the Bucks for a good chunk of the beginning of his career. The Bucks might be the team Ray Allen played for the most. A little bit of time in Seattle, a little bit of time, obviously, Celtics and Heat. But the Bucks, at least in one swoop, was a pretty long run there. So
did Giannis say anything?
He's with the Bucks the longest.
Interesting. Did Giannis say anything like interesting at this besides talking about his number? Like I saw there's like SportsCenter. Speaking of Giannis, of course, doing another.
So and Jason and DeForest chimes in. 34 with the Lakers, 32 for Magic and Heat. So apparently Florida, his number was 32 in the state of Florida.
Interesting.
Because I believe Shaq was probably 34 with the Cavs and the Suns. He played for a lot of teams. Celtics too.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But no, I did see like ESPN had somebody reporting live from like the press conference, and it said like "Welcome to Miami" with a large photo of Giannis. So I didn't know if there was anything else that was like interestingly said by Giannis there, or was that his little anecdote to?
He did say some things about Heat culture, how he was excited to see what Heat culture is all about, and that he tried to bring it to Milwaukee. I did see some stuff on that.
He tried to bring it to Milwaukee by being late to flights and everything. Right? Isn't that what the story was?
Can you find that clip? Yeah. I don't think
isn't Heat culture like being a good leader, being on time, putting in the extra work, doing all the things, leading your team? Mm-hmm. He wasn't doing Heat culture here. What a bunch of crap.
Just don't say Heat culture needs supply to the Packers because you can't cross culture things. Like,
oh, yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I would love it if Heat culture. I like Heat culture when it comes to like that kind of thing.
Heat culture in sports
is hard.
Good. Talking about Heat culture, especially fans doing it, lame. The Heat having the culture.
What about when Evan Cohen does it?
Also lame.
Say it to his face. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Because, you're not in the Heat culture. Like, admiring the Heat culture, great.
Yeah.
Claiming Heat culture is, part of your culture because you're a fan.
Part of, your identity.
Yes. it would honestly make more sense for the Mamba mentality because that is an individual, personal mentality to, try to achieve a little bit more each day.
Yeah.
That's a little different than, Heat culture.
Giannis is full of crap. He probably hasn't had quote-unquote Heat culture in Milwaukee for the last two seasons.
He's never had Heat culture.
Three seasons,
never had Heat culture.
Not at all. You don't even think when he was on the grind, because he was working harder than anybody else. He was,
and I'm not saying he wasn't, but then when he was working harder than anyone else, he was only responsible for himself and he wasn't good enough. The whole point of Heat culture, in my opinion, is goes back to Pat Riley and the disease of more, which is when you win a title, and you can see this with Giannis, when you win a title, then it's more attention, more accolades, more money, more all these things. And I think to fight the disease of more, that's where Heat culture comes in. Because if you have a culture that even when you're at the mountaintop, you need to work your ass off and you need to be humble and you need not to forget where you came from. And that's the last part that I think Giannis lost. According to a lot of the reports there, Giannis obviously is still working very hard to be a great basketball player. But Giannis, when it was just responsible for himself, worked his ass off, got into great shape, and did all that. But then when he was put in a leadership role to get others to follow his lead as a guy who could establish a culture, he failed at that, especially after the title.
So you think Giannis lost his Heat culture when he won the NBA title?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's interesting because I did see that Pat Riley, right?
Yep.
Okay, I was like, why am I thinking that that's wrong? Okay, I did see an ESPN alert that said Pat Riley sending signals, quote, we landed the plane, now there's another one we have to land. So do you think that Giannis is going to be able to get that quote unquote Heat culture in order to win another title?
Well, the plane,
can he change his spots?
The plane you're talking about is LeBron. And so
you think that's what that means? I didn't read the article, yes, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what he's referencing.
Okay, if LeBron goes to Miami, I will be so livid. Like, I am not kidding, because I do not want Giannis to win another title, and the fact that LeBron could go there could mean that they win another title. I am such a scorned, like, ex-girlfriend right now, 100,000%, I will admit it, because I don't want Giannis to win in literally any capacity.
So part of me, I feel that, but there's also part of me of, like, chaos theory of, like, it would be wild to, like, LeBron and Giannis go win a ring together in my, like, to, and I just, if they embrace, like, full-on Cobra Kai, like, we are the worst, and, like, you should hate us.
That would legitimately make me sick if LeBron went there and they played together.
It would just be, I would appreciate the heel turn, like Hulk Hogan in wrestling going to whatever, New World Order, whatever it was. So, like that kind of, I would just respect the drama of it. I wouldn't root for them, but I would respect the hell out of the drama.
You'd respect the drama?
I would enjoy the drama, because then I would root hard for someone else to beat them. But, like, the heel turn drama. And honestly, I don't know if there's two more dramatic people in the NBA currently than Giannis and LeBron.
Good.
And I don't think LeBron had heat culture, to be fair.
Yeah, but if you're LeBron, do you need to have heat culture?
At 47 years old, no, however old he is, you might.
I think he's 41.
Yeah.
In NBA years, that's
like 92.
Now, probably it's different, but, like, when he was there before, did it matter? You also had D Wade.
Well, that's the thing.
To balance it, too.
D Wade and Udonis Haslem set the tone for heat culture, and LeBron just had to fall in line, which I think he did. I've never thought LeBron is a culture setter. If he goes somewhere where there's good culture, because there's stuff in Cleveland his first time around, a little bit like Giannis, like not quite that guy, but he was a kid, so like I'm not holding that against him. But then like Miami, it was with Dwayne Wade, and then Dwayne Wade was the culture, and then in Miami, LA, sure, he got one ring out there. So, like, yeah, that fine. That's his culture.
So, just, I'm wondering if this is a Giannis thing or if this is a Heat thing or a LeBron thing. But, like, if LeBron went to Golden State, because that's when another name kicked around, and honestly, I haven't been following the LeBron saga too much other than seeing that, like, players are sending voice notes to, like, get him there, which, pathetic.
I know, that's one of my favorite things about Derrick Rose in the past is, like, if you want to come play with me, great, but if not, I'm not going to chase you.
Yeah, right? And so, like, I just wonder if, like, is your opinion still the same where it's, like, it would be wonderful chaos to watch happen if he went to Golden State, too? Because it's, like, that could...
See, that one's different, you know? The idea of, like, that could be beautiful basketball. Because Steph Curry and Draymond Green...
Bunch of olds?
They will... Like, they have the established culture there. And so, but the way those guys... Like, look, LeBron is a basketball savant, and so is Steph Curry. And actually, so is Draymond Green. And so those three playing together. Now, the drama would be how do Draymond and LeBron walk that line together? Like, that would be fun. But Steph, I think, still kind of carries. It goes back to, I know this is NBA talk, but this goes to, like, Jordan. The one guy that Dennis Rodman fell in line for was Michael Jordan. And they won three rings together.
Jason in DeForest says Chris Middleton was the Bucks leader. He kept Giannis focused and grounded.
Yeah, how are you going to feel when it's Chris Middleton and Bobby Portis and Giannis all
together? Do you think Chris Middleton will go to Miami?
He's not. He signed with Washington for some unknown reason.
Wait, so he's back in Washington? Because he was with the Mavericks, right? He went Washington, Mavericks, back to Washington?
Honestly, I don't know if anybody cares.
But
I just remember thinking, like, wow, Chris Middleton got paid, which seems super weird.
Huh. Yeah, went back to the Wizards. 3-year, $17.6 million contract.
So not a lot of... But, like, why is he going to the Wizards? Like, what a horrible way to end your career.
But also, if they're paying you, what'd you just say, $17 million?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I could go to Washington for $17 million, too, like, Chris Middleton.
Got for 3 years, too.
But, like, he's got a lot of money. I think he's just hoping at some point he'll just... Like, that's a tradable contract. So it's one of those things, like, I'll go to Washington, and then they'll probably move me at some point.
To Miami, hopefully, for him.
Yeah, hopefully for
him. Welcome to Miami.
Well, that's our NBA talk. I will say this.
I thought we had more NBA talk,
You want to talk on the other side about what a bunch of idiots?
Well, you just mentioned a trash organization in the Washington Wizards, so I would love to talk about almost a trash organization in the Milwaukee Bucks.
They are. But Molly, you do have a smoky ride home in your Kia.
I do. But actually, it's been keeping me pretty pretty great from the smoke, which has been nice. But my ride yesterday was absolutely amazing. My drives today have been amazing. And my Kia K4 from Metro Kia of Madison. My family loves our Kia Carnival that we got last year. And I've had the best experiences at Metro Kia of Madison. And you can too. Their service team has been great. Their sales team was great. Didn't feel any pressure. It was literally just like, you shop around. You tell us if you need anything. It was fantastic. So if you're looking to get a new vehicle, I suggest that you head over to my friends at Metro Kia of Madison.
Oi!
Say something, tell me all the right things. Something different for once. We're better off as strangers in the night. This isn't working for us. Not a single day goes by. And I miss you just being honest.
Molly and Jim continues. You can see us on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. Stream us on the ESPN Wisconsin app. It is a Thirsty Thursday here on Molly and Jim. So we're going to wrap up hour number one with just a little more NBA talk because the Bucks are covering themselves in gravy. I say gravy because gravy's disgusting.
I was going to say, is that good or bad? I feel like you say it as like a good thing.
No, I don't like gravy. So like covering himself with gravy sounds
fat
gross.
Mixed with flour.
Like instead of glory, I want gravy.
Jiggle.
Yeah, I don't like. Gravy's gross. Do you like gravy guy, Riley?
I like gravy.
I do
that
too.
Before or after a cigarette?
Both.
During cigarette and biscuits and gravy, what could you like? That sounds like the ultimate like Wyoming.
Instead of
like
instead of
a Wyoming breakfast, yes. Right, right. In a instead diner, a, yeah. That would rock. Yeah. I'd do that.
Yeah. God, you just dip your biscuit in the gravy in a cup, like a coffee cup. Yeah, that's gross.
Who would? What are you talking about? Dipping
like,
it in.
I'm saying that like if you had the gravy separated and like it's a full on Wyoming breakfast and you dip the biscuit in the gravy.
Have you eaten biscuits and gravy before? I'm genuinely curious.
I know what it looks like. No, it's gross. Because the gravy on top of the biscuit.
That's insane.
The biscuit.
Biscuits and gravy is so good.
I don't like gravy. I don't like that.
That's a different kind of gravy, though.
I know, but I don't like the consistency.
Oh,
yeah.
I like gravy. Especially with like turkey and all that stuff. It's like, who eats turkey without gravy?
This guy. No gravy.
Weird. I like my mashed potatoes with corn, too. Continue.
Yeah, no, I actually like that. All right, so anyways, the Bucks are not covering themselves in glory.
Okay.
However you want to do it. Some people might want to be covered in gravy. Sounds like Molly does. So
I do not. I like my food. Okay, continue. Stop.
Anyways, the Bucks, they're now being investigated by the NBA for their atrocious contract with Gary Trent. And Molly, I think a lot of people are missing a point on it because they're like, what? They're investigating because they signed a bad contract. Frank Kaminsky was in his feels about it. Like, why don't you investigate the super low contracts guys take to circumvent the salary cap or screw over, you know, things like that, or the team kind of screws those guys over by underpaying them.
Is that not what this was?
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't think Frank knew that. And I think a lot of people are missing the point on it.
Okay.
That the league is alleging, and the reason why they're going to investigate, and a little background on it, I listened to an NBA podcast, and literally like during the podcast and other ones they were talking about when the Gary Trent deal came through, they immediately all were like, what is this deal? The league's immediately going to investigate. Because Gary Trent is coming off of his worst season of his career.
Okay.
But he's also coming off back-to-back veteran minimum contracts with the Milwaukee Bucks, which would allow them to get a player of Gary Trent's talent, however you view it, while you had Giannis. And so Gary Trent was taking essentially a discount to play for the Bucks while they had Giannis.
Right.
And his agent is... Kush, I believe that's the agency, like a major agency within the NBA. And the alleged here, and it sure as hell looks like it, is that there was a handshake deal of you're going to take care of my guy when he is eligible, because then he hit full bird rights, which allows him to get paid more. So the second he became eligible for a pretty hefty contract, the Bucks were on the hook for it because they promised that they would do it if he would sign for less when they needed him to sign for less.
And he's getting paid like 4 years, 64. Is that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
So what happened?
So here's the other part of it is that that agency could get in trouble too because they're flexing their power. The Bucks.
Right.
You couldn't say pound sand, we're not going to do it now that like Giannis is gone. But that's a major agency and you can't upset them.
Right.
And so the whole thing is dirty. It's not as dirty as the Kawhi thing, but it's close. They just got caught ahead of time. To me, it's honestly a fireable offense.
For John Horst?
Yeah. When you combine it with some other dumb things he's done on, you know, whether it's screwing up contracts or the paperwork for them or, you know, stretching Dame, which when that was When that happened, everyone said that's the dumbest thing you could do.
Right.
Like, outside of winning a championship, stretching an injured Dame for the next 5 years.
For, like, $22 million
a year. So now they could be paying Dame $22 million a year for, like, at least the next four more seasons, I believe. And then this Gary Trent thing, it would be doing the Bucks a favor if they voided it. Because now you're all of a sudden out, off the hook.
Yeah, but aren't the Bucks kind of the bad guy here, too? It would be the NBA that would have to come down and say, we're voiding this.
Yes, and I don't think they're going to do that.
Though. No, I was going to say, like, the Bucks should be out. Like, even though I like the Bucks and they're my team, they should be on the hook. Like, you made this deal. You didn't pay him what he was potentially worth.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to be on the hook for it, and they're going to have to pay picks. They're going to get penalized for
that. That would suck. To already not have, like, picks in general, and then just to have to be forced to cough them up.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's why I'm saying it's a fireable offense.
Could this whole thing, like, I mean, I feel like the organization is kind of already, I don't know if tank is the word, is already, like, tanked, and I don't mean that in, like, tanking. Yeah. I don't know if this organization is already at, like, the bottom, but this could put them at the bottom. The things that you're saying could happen.
Over the last 12 months, I think they've been the most mismanaged organization in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. And this is just another case of it. If they lose any draft picks out of this, they don't have any to lose. Even second rounders, if they lose any picks out of this, their already depleted draft stash is even more barren, and it gets really ugly. And so I don't care if it's a second round pick, or what are you going to do? Punish them with a slot? Like, hey, you get punished with salary cap slots that eat up. Well, great. So then you can have what, $30 million in useless cap.
Right.
Essentially, Gary Trent is a live body version of the Dame Lillard contract.
Why do you say that?
Because it's just a punishment for having Giannis. That you had to keep Dame, you had to stretch him out for 5 years and he doesn't play for your team. And you're stretching out his bad money over 5 years. Now you're just taking Gary Trent as another piece of medicine you have to take and stretching his contract out over 4 years. He's just going to be playing on your team. But he's not any good. He's not going to get minutes. Like, he's terrible. And he's untradeable at that contract, too. He's a literal albatross.
I'm just trying to think of other crummy teams that we could put into, like, the same tier of what the Bucks are.
The Bulls used to be there, but the Bulls fired everyone. And, like, over the last, you know, 5 months, they've made moves that have been viewed as, like, these are smart, normal NBA moves.
Okay.
I would say New Orleans.
New Orleans and the other teams, I feel like I think
Sacramento.
Of the Clippers.
Sacramento's always joked about as, like, they will do a dumb deal because they got DeMar DeRozan, they got Zach LaVine. That's just a lot of...
Yeah, like, but, like, also, I mean, they were in the playoffs not too long ago.
True, but, like, they're still, like, the organizational, like, you're just inept.
Okay.
And the Kings are definitely viewed as inept.
Okay. Wizards, like we just talked about.
Yeah, the Wizards, though, Chris they Middleton. Got the number one pick. Yeah, the Trae Young contract's yes. even weirder because they bid against themselves. But the Bucks, I think, are in contention for being the worst run franchise over the last 12 months in the NBA.
That's so embarrassing.
They might be the leader in the clubhouse.
So I know that, like, the conversation around the Bucks has been, oh, well, it's the Haslams, like, blame the Haslams more than Horse. This shows you that I think Horse is the problem.
I think Horse is terrible at his job. I don't know why anyone thought he was a good GM. I don't know what he's proven that he's a good GM. Like,
he has a championship.
But like,
not with the team that he constructed, though, is it?
I mean, he got Jrue Holiday. But he has a championship because of Giannis. And Giannis was not picked by him. Nor was Chris Middleton initially acquired by him. The Jrue Holiday move is the move he can point to that helped push him to the championship.
Yeah.
But Budenholzer has a championship, too, and nobody thinks he's a good coach. Like, you can have a championship when you got a great player. You can just kind of be there at the right time.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, if John Horse gets fired, I don't think he's getting a GM job anytime soon.
It is crazy, though, because when I was looking him up a little bit ago, like, he won Executive of the Year in 2019. But then the whole Pat Connaughton contract, like you were talking about, happened in 2020.
Yeah.
And then Damian Lillard happened last year.
Yeah. Where they screwed up with Pat, they just screwed up his paperwork and ended up paying double what he originally signed for.
And stayed on the team longer, too.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, signing him in the first place was a bad idea for that kind of money. And then you got the Dame thing, and you got all these other things. Like, the Bucks, I guess I get this for Bucks fans. And I hate to say this, Molly, but don't be mad at Giannis. be mad at the Bucks.
Don't be mad at Giannis. Get out of here. You know the conversations we've been having for the last like 2 years. So
when you look at the
Giannis
Bucks organization,
his part too.
When the Bucks can't find their butt with two hands.
No, 100%. The Bucks are inept. But like also
Giannis
did things and Giannis played a major part
what
in
Giannis
the downfall
do.
Of the Milwaukee.
What Giannis
Bucks.
Didn't do is he didn't have the onions to say, this is bunk, I want out. That was Giannis's flaw. He should have seen this, realized it wasn't it, and said, get me out of here. And he didn't do that, and so he was complicit in...
No, and he lied to fans in order to appeal to them.
Right, yes. He was worried too much about that. But the Bucks definitely participated in their own demise.
Money Mitch on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream says, fire horse, don't blame Giannis for leaving this leadership group. He loves Milwaukee. Eye roll if you were watching on the ESPN Madison YouTube stream. And then he also says, Charlotte is on the up. And then he says, I'm assuming PJ Tucker when he says Tucker.
Yeah.
So that was a John Horse move as well.
Yeah.
Which that did contribute
that was,
to winning the championship.
Yep,
so like we can't pretend like that didn't happen.
Sign him? Didn't they re-sign him then?
I can't remember. Didn't he get into like a fight or something?
I'm pretty
sure.
I thought they let him walk and people were mad they let him walk.
Maybe they did.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, I can't remember.
Well, it's a good thing not to sign him if they didn't. Look, he's not incapable, but these last things are pretty terrible.
We made like a pros and cons list about Sean Eichhorst the other day. I'm so curious what a pros and cons list for John Horse would look like. Not saying we have to do that. I'm just genuinely thinking about like, what are the pros? What are the cons for him?
Here's the thing. I'll say this. I think the pros stopped appearing about 3 years ago. So the pros and cons could be equal, but over the last 3 years, the cons are way out.
And they're major cons too.
He can't draft to save his life or his job.
Yep.
Burries looks nice. Ament looks lost, their other first-round pick.
Have you been watching Summer League?
Yeah.
I guess now that's on like normal TV, right?
Yeah. And I mean,
are we shocked that a Bucks developmental draft pick looks lost? This is who they pick. That's the brand of player they pick in the draft. That's just what they do.
But Burries is
John
nice.
Horse, you're Burries not Brian Gutekunst.
Burries is doing
but
a good
Burries
job.
Is the one player that seemed to be a consensus around that area when the Bucks picked him that people thought was going to be good. Mm-hmm. And then everyone knew Amen was going to be a project. And he's a project. It's absurd.
He's like 20 pounds and he's like six. He's freaking tall, but he's tiny.
Mm-hmm. And he hasn't played a lot of basketball and he doesn't look very basketball like second nature.
Yeah.
Burries is the complete opposite.
Will Duke he be a starter? Like, is that might be a dumb question. Will he be a starter for the Bucks this year?
Burries?
Yes. No, Amen, who you just said
no.
Sucks.
Well, I mean, the Bucks stink. I don't know if. They probably need to make another move because they got Tyler Hero. So this is again going back to the trade.
Tyler Hero.
Trade Tyler Hero so Burries can take all his minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all part of it.
Yeah, I'd rather just build a team around him if you're going to.
Yes! All right, this is Molly and Jim.